Good morning, everybody. So glad to see you today and see you excited to learn about a naval battle in history called the Battle of Lepanto. That's going to be our subject for this presentation, a specific battle in history that happened on the Mediterranean Ocean in 1571. Seems like a bit of a strange thing to hear about at a homeschool conference, but there's several reasons why I thought this would be a fun and a useful talk to put together. One is that it's just a fascinating subject, and why not? Why should we not talk about something interesting like the Battle of Lepanto? You can go learn about your school curriculums next door, and then can come catch a fun story about seafaring and crusading and Don Juan and G.K. Chesterton here at the Battle of Lepanto talk. But apart from it just being interesting, I think this is an important part of history that we can be teaching our kids. So hopefully you'll pick up some interesting ideas that you can bring to bear on your history studies with your homeschool students, and hopefully just catch a little bit of the excitement that we should all have about history and God's work among people in ages past. So the Battle of Lepanto was a very important and pivotal part of world history when the League of Christian Nations was formed by the Pope, kind of at the call of the Pope, to fight against the Ottoman Turks, who were assembling a huge fleet of ships and talking about how they wanted to go take over the West in a big jihad. So this was one of the later parts of the Crusades. 1571 was after the Reformation. We're talking about the early modern time. There were cannons in the Battle of Lepanto and early types of firearms called arquebus that had like a wick. We'll talk about that. Hopefully get a little bit of show and tell going on. This was after the time we usually think of the Crusades, but it was a later part of the Crusade. And depending on how you define the Crusades in history, this is certain could be even part of the middle of the Crusades. There are some Crusade historians who talk about the Crusades as even an ongoing thing, and some of them think of like the Siege of Varna as the last part of the Crusades, which happened in a very similar time as this. So anyway, there is a lot of idealism involved in the Battle of Lepanto. Let's jump in there and talk about some of the things going on in the world that led up to this battle.